You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical bird show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And it is a really exciting episode this week because I've got a show that's not only going to be happening right on your doorstep in Nottingham, but it's also from the University of Nottingham's very own Student Musical Theatre Society, Musicality. After a pretty tricky couple of years in the theatre business due to COVID, Musicality are back and better than ever with their upcoming production of You're in Town, the musical. I know, it's a bit of a weird title, isn't it? But don't let that put you off because it is such a funny, satirical, clever show. And if you're a fan of musical theatre, then you definitely need to have it on your radar. It'll be on at the Nottingham Arts Theatre from Thursday the 17th to Saturday the 19th of February, and tickets are available at the link here in the post. But to tell you a bit more about the show and why you should go and see it, I've been chatting to some of the cast and crew of You're in Town the musical to find out more.
What is You're in Town? You're in Town's the end. Swift and brutal punishment, no need now to pretend.
The trap you're sprung and then you're hung, and when they cut you down, they'll box you up and ship you out and call it You're in Town.
They'll box you up and ship you out and call it You're in Town, 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 town.
I'm Joe, and I am the director for You're in Town, the musical.
I'm Katie, and I'm the choreographer of You're in Town, the musical.
I'm Paolo, and I'm the assistant producer for You're in Town, the musical.
I'm Carla, and I'm playing Penelope Pennywise.
I'm Megan, and I'm in the ensemble of You're in Town, the musical.
So just to clarify, you're doing You're in Town, the musical. Could you tell us what exactly is You're in Town?
I mean, I guess that would naturally fall to me. So You're in Town, the musical, it's set in a dystopian future where there is a water shortage. And in an effort to combat this water shortage, the government have put a ban on private bathrooms. So for people who want to do their business, which is everyone, they have to do their business in this in a public bathroom. And these public bathrooms, you have to pay to use them. The public bathrooms are run by the classic baddie of the story. And he's very corrupt. He has some politicians and the policeman in his pocket with bribes and stuff. So that's not good. So some people are quite poor in the show. So they can't afford to pay to pee. It's a bit of a tongue twister there for you. And if they get caught not paying, or they're peeing in public without using the bathrooms, then the cops will come and arrest them, and they'll be sent to a not so magical place called Urinetown. Roll credits.
Drop the curtain, end of the interview. I think that covers everything, right?
That's all you need to know. Come see the show.
I mean, yeah, you've done a great job of explaining what is quite a complicated and ridiculous sounding plot, but it is still definitely a very niche show. So why did you pick it for a student musical theatre society like Musicality?
I think we've got to hand over to Katie here because this was actually her sort of baby since the beginning. When we were trying to decide what sort of musical we should propose, we were throwing a load of ideas around, and Katie was a very excited voice trying to get us hyped for You're in Town. So why should they be excited, Katie?
Well, I first saw the show a few years ago, and I literally came out of the theatre aching from how much I was laughing. And who doesn't like toilet humor? I mean, it's a universal thing that everybody finds funny. And I remember saying to Paolo, our assistant producer, in the summer, wouldn't it be hysterical if we put on a show about peeing? And Paolo went, yeah, that's really weird. You're really weird. No, that'll never happen. And lo and behold, here we are. And I've persuaded everyone over. And everyone, I hope, agrees with me that it's ridiculously funny. So much fun, not just for students, but for like literally anybody, because it's toilet humor, universal. And as a cast, I think we have snuck in so many jokes to do with ourselves and to do with our personalities. And, you know, it reflects us as a society as much as it reflects like the show itself. So, you know, our friends and our family, and for anyone who enjoys musical theatre, it's an absolute laugh. And it's also reflects what musicality is, really.
And I guess the fun side of things is kind of what we all need right now. I mean, looking at the two cast members that we've got here, Carla and Megan, you actually get to perform this ridiculous, hilarious show. What's it been like to just kind of let rip and embrace the madness?
The rehearsals have definitely like made it so much fun. And like, obviously the team are just amazing. But it's definitely like so much fun to kind of, you know, play with the script. And like, because I watched before I auditioned, like I watched a production of it on YouTube, and like Katie, like just absolutely hilarious. And it's so nice to like, after the year that everyone's had, like just have a laugh and like actually enjoy like performing it and actually having a laugh while we did. I don't understand how I'm gonna like keep a straight face on stage, honestly. Like the whole way through it, I just giggle. And like, it is so much fun to do like a comedy, for sure. I don't know how Megan feels.
Yeah, definitely the same. I think it's something I used to find quite hard, was just sort of being a bit silly on stage. Like when I used to do drama clubs in school, I was that little kid in the background who was like, oh, I don't want to do it, like all self-conscious. And so I really enjoyed doing something that is, I find, a bit harder, but it's just so much fun. Like getting to know these lot who are literally like, oh my God, like the nicest people I've ever gone to know at uni. Like they're all incredible. And getting to like act with them all on stage. I love being in the ensemble because we get to just watch it and it's hilarious. I'm like Carla, I can't not laugh. It's just so funny. And like the little bits everyone's worked in, like, and the way people act to certain bits, and we know that that's a little inside joke. Oh, it's just ridiculous. Like my stomach aches every time I leave rehearsal.
Every rehearsal, Joe and I are literally like, guys, can we stay serious? Can we concentrate? And everyone's like, how am I supposed to stay serious when I'm literally holding my crotch, like needing the toilet?
And honestly, 90% of the time, it's because Katie and I can't keep a straight face. Everyone's laughing at us. Very funny.
And actually, you mentioned rehearsals there. We'll chat more about that in just a moment, because I'd love to know how things are going for all of you, particularly on the creative side. But we do actually have a sneaky little preview of what you're all sounding like at the moment. Let's take a listen. Fabulous, and I can only imagine how incredible it's going to be by the time you get to the live shows. But you know, with rehearsals, I feel like there's always two sides to the story. You've got the cast who tend to just be having a lot of fun, working hard, obviously, but also getting to play around a bit. And then you've got the creative team like yourself, Joe and Katie. I can see Paolo nodding in agreement here. What's it been like witnessing your creation come to life, while I imagine also occasionally having to put your foot down? Like, come on guys, as much fun as this is, we do have a show to do.
Yeah, I think it's really funny because this is my first time directing, so when I'm setting things sort of on my own, I'll be writing something down, I'll think of something and laugh to myself. And if I'm doing this in public on a train, this has happened, people just turn around like, what's going on? But it's, and then when you see it the cast do it, it's 10 times better than I thought it would be. And it's just, it's really cool.
Yeah, I bet. And this being the first show that you're directing too, I mean, what a place to start. How's it been putting your own stamp on a show like You're in Town?
Yeah, I think as a director, you sort of have to watch a few productions, then you get an idea of the basis of how scenes should run. And then it's nice to, because you can sort of make characters put emphasis on different words where you think, and leave pauses where you think it might be funny to leave a pause. And it's, yeah, it's really fun.
And I guess on a not dissimilar note, Katie, as the choreographer, you must have been able to let your imagination run wild here. Like, we were chatting off air earlier about the fact that Musicality's last show before the pandemic, if you can remember that far back, it was Chicago, which is a really dance-heavy show. You know, people go to see Chicago for the dancing as much as for anything else. You're in Town doesn't have quite the same reputation, even among people who already know and love it. So has that given you more freedom and creative control to really make this your own?
I think the great thing about You're in Town is its style isn't particularly technical. And when I first took on the challenge of being choreographer, the first thing I thought wasn't the aesthetic of the show and how that should look. It was, how can I make this dance affect the audience, as opposed to, wow, it's going to be wow, but also what can I add on top of that, which was, how ridiculous can I make this? How far can I push this? Until Joe and Paolo and Emily say to me, Katie, no, too far. And with Chicago, I think obviously there's that, you know, it's Fosse. There's a lot of history with the show, whereas with this one, it really was interpretive. And I kind of took the same approach as Joe. I watched a few videos, got a feel for it. And essentially what it does is it takes the mick out of musical theatre to begin with. So I thought, right, what stereotypical jazz hands, jazz square, you know, step ball change, like how can I push this to a point where it's funny and that also the cast enjoy doing it at the same time?
Yeah, I have to say, possibly with the exception of Chicago, You're in Town has some of the jazziest songs about death and murder that I've ever heard. And going back to our two cast members here, that must be really fun to take part in on stage. Have you got any particular favourite numbers in the show, either that you get to perform yourself or just to watch as a fan?
Ooh, I think my favourite I get to be part of at the moment is Snuff That Girl, because it's the danciest. Like, it's got a proper full-on dance break and I absolutely love doing that. And then the one that I watch, I'd say, is one we saw yesterday in rehearsal where we'll be watching it from the wings, which is Follow Your Heart. And that is just, I hadn't seen that before. And the staging Joe has done, it's just, I don't think we stopped laughing once. And oh my God, that one's pretty good.
And we were chatting a little bit before that song about what it's like getting to perform in a musical that is as wacky and weird and wonderful as You're in Town. So Carla, is it as wacky and weird and wonderful as I'm imagining it to be?
Yeah.
So good. I think at first, like, you kind of think, oh my goodness, like, what am I actually singing about? Like, literally singing about urine, which is brilliant. And I remember playing it to my mum in the car when, like, I got cast in it. And she's like, what is this? Like, and you kind of learn to love it, because at first, I think when I first listened to it, it was just crazy. But definitely fun performing. And I think that, like, I hope that will come across when, you know, we actually, you know, perform it to people, because we have so much fun with it. And yeah.
And you play Penelope Pennywise, don't you? How does she as a character fit into You're in Town, the musical?
So how do I describe her? She's kind of like the figure of authority amongst, like, the poor people. She runs, like, the filthiest public bathroom in like the musical. And she's pretty tough, and I'd say at the beginning, like, very, very selfish, just kind of a bit of a cheapskate, like, kind of dirty, and, like, you don't want to mess with her. And then, like, as the musical progresses, you kind of, like, see a softer side to her, and then you kind of learn to love her a bit. But
that must be fun, though, because I know people always say it's way more fun getting to play a villain, and this sounds like Miss Pennywise is sort of a villain, but one who gets to go on, like, a journey. What's that been like to explore as an actor yourself?
Yeah, for sure. And I did have to do a bit of like method acting to like really get into the role. She's funny. I think like in like previous roles, like it's been kind of a bit more serious, I'd say. And obviously this is such a wacky musical, so it's like been fun to play someone who's a bit scary, for sure. So yeah, definitely nice to play someone a bit cooler. But also my costume is pretty horrific, so I'm ready to like really get down and dirty, like play a funny character.
See, you said method acting there, my brain instantly went to you just standing by toilets on campus banning people from entering them. Just like, no, not on my watch. Really getting into character.
Like a cast social, like that's what we've done to like get character.
It may happen in the interval, so be careful if you're in the audience.
Ooh, a bit of audience engagement at the interval. I like it. Immersive theatre. We have been warned, go to the toilet before the show. But that aside, Megan, I would love to talk to you because you're part of the ensemble of You're in Town, the musical, and I always think that the ensemble are absolutely just the backbone and heart of any show. So from your perspective, what is it that's so much fun about being part of the chorus for a show like You're in Town?
So I was saying this the other day, the thing I love is that we do a lot. Like when I got the call and they said ensemble, I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Like I'm in the main show. But because it's my first time, I was like, so the ensemble, that's good. Like they maybe won't do as much. Like it'll be a good sort of first experience, sort of, you know, get used to it.
Ease you in a bit.
Yeah. And then we got our libs and I was like, oh my gosh, we don't leave the stage because we're just like, oh my gosh, we're in everything. But I love it because like I said before, we get to just watch everything. We do lots of dancing, which I love it. Like in Act Two, we do so much of the dancing, which I'm obsessed with. Like, I just like that we get to be so involved. Like we just get to watch everyone be amazing and react. And oh, I love it. I love how much we get to do.
And obviously Katie and Joseph, as the choreographer and director, you guys are going to be very involved with what the ensemble are doing on stage and using them to help drive the show forward kind of in the background sometimes. So with that in mind, you know, I asked our two performers earlier if they had any favourite songs. What about you guys? What should we be looking out for when we come to see the show?
Katie, do you want to go first?
Let's think.
I know. I'm sorry. I feel like I've asked you to pick your favourite child.
I tell you why it's such a hard decision is because they all have their own unique spin on each number. And the combination of characters featured in each number, everyone adds something so uniquely different. And I was going to kind of add on what Megan said about what's so great about the ensemble is, from a team perspective, each of the ensemble has really taken on their own kind of character and they've sort of made one for themselves. And they do show that in every scene and every number that they're in. And for that matter, it has to be a dance number for me because I'm the choreographer and I can't not say a dance number. I do love Snuff That Girl. We're Not Sorry is yet to come and the cast don't know what's going to hit them, but I'm very, very excited to see that pull together. And in terms of one that I love to watch, I think Cop Song has got to be on there because it's hysterical.
Yeah, I think it's the same with me there, Cop Song. It's essentially the two policemen in the show are singing it and it's the most random song. It's a mess of words that rhyme, essentially, is what it is. And it's the movements on stage reflect that. It's hilarious. I promise I didn't steal too much from the Broadway version. And I think my other favorite song is actually probably for me to direct. It was one of my first ones to direct, and that was Privilege to Pee, which is a song led by Carla. And it's a very out there song. And I think it's the first time the show gets really funny with the ensemble in the back sort of doing funny things and Carla grabbing people. I just think it's really funny.
I can't help but go back to something you said, Katie, before we played that last song, because you haven't actually had the chance to rehearse it yet because of COVID delays. And I mean, that is very much still the elephant in the room, isn't it? Like, it's no secret at all that COVID has really taken a hit to the theatre industry over the past couple of years. How did you cope with it at Musicality?
I mean, for a long time, it's hard to say that we didn't, and it was very, very difficult to do online theatre, because the whole point of theatre is that you can witness it firsthand, and it doesn't give the audience the same experience looking at it from a screen. I mean, that's essentially what television and film are for, so it's really hard to hit the nail on the head. But as soon as we saw that there was an opportunity to be back in person at Nottingham Arts Theatre doing a main show, I think especially all the members of the team were like, right, let's get together and pull together an amazing show. And I'm almost happy that in summer I said to our assistant producer, like, let's do this, because a member of the cast was saying to me yesterday, if I'm having a bad day and I come to rehearsals, I know that I'll just be laughing for a few hours, and it's not stressful. It's not, you know, a bore. It's one of those things where I can come and I can actually have a laugh, be with friends, do what I like doing with everybody there. And I think that's something that we all really value a lot as people who love musical theatre. So I think for us, it's actually being able to see each other, and the show that we've picked, I think, has made it better than we actually imagined it could be. So I think that's what it meant to me.
Oh, that genuinely made me feel quite emotional. Because one of the things I have to say that I love so much about musicality, and something that I think is really shining through as we chat this evening, is the community and family atmosphere that musicality always manages to have. Like, you can really tell how much it means to you all to be involved in this shared experience together. What was it like then, that first time you got everyone back in a room together to start work on You're in Town?
Yeah, I mean, it was weird. After so long, it was weird. And there was that sort of like anticipation and fear a bit, with especially the team were like, right, okay, we haven't done this in a while. And our producer, who's done a fantastic job, no one can fault her really. She was relatively new to the society and hadn't actually been on a show team before. So I think there was a sense of like, of course we've got this, but like, with fingers slightly crossed here that, you know, all the team and myself included, I was nervous too, that we'll pull together and get through it. And we have, and I think everyone is loving it, and we're really, really excited to see the show pull together in the next few weeks as we do run throughs and sits probes and costume fittings and all that come along with doing a musical.
So we come now to what is probably the most important question, and it's one that I always ask: why should we come and see this show?
I can start with that. I think it suits everyone, whether they like musicals or they hate musicals. And I'll tell you for why. It's because so it's got all the elements of a classic musical. It's got the hero underdog, it's got the classic villain, it's got a ditzy character, it's packed with comedy. But also, a lot of people are like, people who don't like musicals, oh, why are they just bursting out into song? And the great thing about this musical is that it's aware that it's a musical. And so it has narrators who constantly pop out the story and be like, why are we singing? We're now going to burst into a song. It's a full song and dance number involving the entire cast. So I think everyone can enjoy this show, and that's why everyone should come and see the show.
If I could just sort of add on to that as well, Joe, the director, talking about the show's awareness, it's also aware that it's a very weird niche show, and it's got a title that has the word urine in it. And there are often times when two characters will just have an aside to think and speak to each other and say, how are we going to get people to come and see this show? The title is awful. And these are characters, this is genuinely part of the script. And there's so many little moments like that that really make it appeal to everyone. Whether you like musicals or not, you'll find something to enjoy about You're in Town. So that's why I love it and why people should come and see it.
Fantastic. And I'm pleased that you've piped up there, Paolo, because it has fallen to you to do the information bit of the interview. So tell us, how can we get tickets?
how can we get tickets? It's as if we planned it, Ella. The things you need to know about Year in Town is that we have four shows happening coming up in February. So we have the show runs from Thursday the 17th to Saturday the 19th of February, and we have a show every evening at 7:30 p.m. and then we have an additional matinee performance on the Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are available from the Nottingham Arts Theatre website, and you can also find links on our Instagrams and Facebooks. Go and follow our Instagram. Our producer Emily has done some amazing publicity work. So the link is there, and tickets are £12 for students, seniors and kids, and £14 regular price. So a real bargain for two full hours of laughing and jokes.
I genuinely cannot wait to see You're in Town, the musical, here in Nottingham. It's a show that I've been wanting to see live on stage for such a long time now. And the fact that Musicality are putting it on right here on our doorstep is just so perfect. If you want even more from the show to whet your appetite, then you can check out the playlist that's linked here in the post to hear the music from the Tony Award-winning original Broadway cast recording. And of course, you can also find the link to tickets via the Nottingham Arts Theatre website. Remember, You're in Town is on from Thursday the 17th to Saturday the 19th of February, so not long to go now. Tickets start at £12, and honestly, what better way to bring Musicality back to the stage than with a show that's as weird and wonderful and wacky as You're in Town? It's exactly what we need right now, and is sure to leave you with a huge smile on your face from laughing so much, just like Katie said earlier. So get your tickets booked now. And on that note, I will say goodbye for this week. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday with a brand new episode of Spotlight On to let you know exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.